Tito Puente will be at Blue Note, and Big Mouth and D Crooks will be at Limelight. On Wednesday, October 27th, Primus and the Melvins are at Roseland. Ms. Lum, Wallman, Coffee, and Sargent's are at the Knitting Factory. Dead Can Dance will be at the Town Hall. Undercover Funk is at Rockhoppers. Joe Louis Walker will be at Tramps, and Before Dawn and Outback are at the Brokerage. On Thursday, October 28th, Jerry Jeff and the Gonzos are at the Lone Star Roadhouse. The Violent Femmes will be at Irving Plaza. Jane Doe is at Dune Road. Travelin' Max will be at the Side Street Cafe. And Dead Can Dance is at the Town Hall again. On Friday, October 29th, Matthew Sweet will be at the Academy. The Meters and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band will be at Tramps. Ricky Van Shelton and Cleve Francis will be at Westbury Music Fair. Phantasm, Laura, and Holy Cow are at the Grand. Omni Juno, Seer, Brave New World, and Skyfish are at the Right Track Inn. The Moondogs will be at Leo's, and Billy and the Hired Guns are at Bay House. On Saturday, October 30th, Murphy's Law is at the Grand. Bill Cosby is at Westbury Music Fair. Bloom will be at the Knitting Factory. Guar is at the Ritz. Belly will be at the Limelight. The Funky Knights are at McGovern's. The Jerry Garcia Band will be at Nassau Coliseum. Mean Gene and the Flamethrowers will be at Cinnamon Tree. And Rumor Has It are at the Stephen Talk House. For more information, call WUSB at 516-632-6901 or contact the venue. Concert Billboard can be heard weekdays at 3 and 9 a.m., 4:30 and 10 p.m., and on weekends at noon to midnight. You're listening to 90.1 WUSB Stony Brook.
We'll be right back. previously on Brain Damage.
It appears that this time slot, which had been occupied by a program called Brain Damage for some time, has been altered in a way. This is now a Christian program.
I am God. You are God. We are all God.
We now must do religious things that we didn't do before.
I am a prophet of Milt.
All around here, of course, nothing is strange, and it's all looked upon as an act of God. Yes. Thank you. That was the word of the day. God is the word of the day. God is the word of the week. God is the word of the month. God is the word of the year. God is the word of the decade. God is the word of the century. God is the word of the millennium. Amen.
In the beginning, there was Milt.
Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid.
A Christian, of course, is defined as one who professes the religious principles of Jesus Christ. And I'm sorry, this is the first time we've said his name in this program. We always should say his name more than that. And so should you. And not just when you hit yourself with hammers and fall off high places and things like that. You should say it for no reason at all.
Well, it was because of the various listener surveys that we've conducted that we felt this was a change that needed to be made.
After a time of great boredom, the anti-Milt arose from within Milt himself, thereby trapping the Milt within the Milt.
It doesn't matter if you fail the first time. It doesn't matter if you're not a perfect person. It may take a lot of tries, but you can do it. You can do it with a little inspiration, with a little soul searching, and you have 256 tries. That is exactly how many tries you have. You see, Christianity allows for the maximum limit that its memory can hold.
Well, thank you for my time on the air.
Thank you for your time.
Have a nice night.
And may God go with you.
And God be with you, too. And I'd like to say Jesus Christ before I get off the air.
Jesus Christ to you. very good morning to you. Yes, you. You know why you turned on the radio tonight? You turned it on to become inspired. Turned on the radio because you expected to hear something else. Yes, for many years, we have been agents of Satan. We have played demonic sounds of rock and roll, as well as other things too horrendous to mention. But fear not, for those days are gone. We have smited the enemy, and he or she is no more. Which leaves us with ourselves and our thoughts to bandy about. And so we shall do, and so it shall be, and so it is written. The program is called Christian Brain Damage. And we have a new philosophy. A new way of looking at the world around us and the world within us. Yes, there is much potential here. There is much that we can teach each other and much that we can teach ourselves. It's all very simple. And we're here to make it even simpler. Yes, it'll be fun, educational, and healthy at the same time. And of course, your inspirational phone calls are always welcome. You can tell us how religion has changed your life, what Jesus Christ means to you, and just how good God is. People go through life and they say, yeah, God's good, God's okay. But you know, it goes so much deeper than that. Because we cannot take it for granted that God is good. Because the first thing you must tell yourself is, for Pete's sake, God is real good. God is God. I mean, he's God. You know, G-O-D, God, the one and only. The only God. So, yeah, you better believe he's good. He's the best. He's better than you. He's better than me. Better than the Mets. Better than anything you can possibly think of. He's real good. Don't forget it. He wouldn't want you to. And, of course, it's essential not to get God angry at you There are many ways in which you can do this, certainly exceeding the limit of 256, I guess the word is points, which can be racked up over a lifetime. That's one sure way to do this. Another sure way is sarcasm. If you read through the scriptures, you'll find that God takes a very dim view of sarcasm, smites those that practice it. That is, practice it against Christians. Sarcasm can be used against enemies of the Lord. As can any weapon. Sarcasm, bitter words, nuclear bombs, those kinds of things. They can all be used in moderation as long as they're used against the right sorts of people. Or perhaps I should say the wrong sorts of people, because those are the kinds of people that you would certainly want to use weapons against. But if you use weapons against the right kind of people, that is, against fellow Christians, then God will certainly not take too kindly to that, and you will have some things to answer for when the time comes. And then Christian brain damage cannot help you. We can help you now, however. We are in a position, a great position. We have a prime radio spot here. We have many, many hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people listening right now that either have locked their radio dials in or have not found anything else on yet, and perhaps are curious and want to know where this program is going. Stay with us. You will not regret it. We're going to take you on the trip of a lifetime, and when you get off the ride, you will be a different person. It's as simple as that. Give us your mind for 2 hours, and we'll give you a different kind of life in return. And you will want to thank us for it, and one of the ways that you can thank us, of course, is to participate in the process. We have a new spirit here, a new generous kind of spirit, where we like to give. It's the most beautiful feeling in the world is when you give something. And if you send us $75, we're going to give you one of our new bumper stickers of Christian Brain Damage. And for $150, we'll send you one of these just-made mugs with our little slogan on it. Brain Damage is Christian, and you can drink your coffee or hot chocolate, or, as I am drinking now, my tea with this mug. It can handle hot and cold temperatures as well. And we'll be happy to generously give you that if you generously give us something as well. It's all for Christianity's sake. It's all for the sake of understanding things better, getting to know God, seeing what kind of a God he really is. Once you get to know God, you feel a lot more comfortable in his presence. You're able to talk about the trivial things, but there is nothing too trivial for God. He's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He's even open on holidays. Can other religions claim that? Doubtful. God is the supreme God. Christianity, the supreme religion. But this is knowledge that has been known for many, many centuries. We don't need to rehash old bitter claims of who's better and who isn't, because we know the answers. It's 25 minutes after 12 midnight, but it's not too late to save some souls. Are you ready to be saved? Give us a call at 632-6901, area code 516. We'll be happy to save you. And we're certainly going to be sharing some of the wonders of Christian life with you over the next couple of hours, including some records that we have found in our record library. Even a radio station as demonic as WUSB manages to store away some true gems over the years, one of which is a record that Tammy Faye Baker put out Back in the early 1980s, I believe it was 1980 itself that this record came out. And, of course, the devil has come in and done horrible things to the PTL Club after their time of glory. They will rise again. Yes, they will rise again. That is something that we all know here. And while we're waiting for that, share with us a selection from Tammy Faye Baker. This is called If It Had Not Been, here on Christian Brain Damage, and we will be taking phone calls after this, so give us a call. Enjoy. And you may sing along if you so desire. Just so Well, you know, words just cannot describe it. That's how it is. I don't have to say the words, because even though there are no words, we know what the words are deep within us. Tammy Faye Baker at her... there was some discussion, actually, during the song in the studio, if it's Baker or Backer. The only reason I say Baker is because all the satanic newscasters during her trials and tribulations would say Baker, and of course... I guess I really shouldn't do as they do, so I will call her Backer then. Yes, Tammy Faye Backer, then it is. And her husband, Jim Backer, who now, of course, is in jail, wrote on the back of this record his comments. This is Tammy Faye at her best. I've seen her soar like a bird in moments of joy. I've seen her almost inundated in a torrent of disappointment and pain. I've watched older people love her as their own. I've seen the awe and respect the young have for her. I've experienced her as a wife and mother of my children. She is complex yet simple. She is open to all that is new and yet deeply committed to timeless principles. This is Tammy Faye with her own collection of ideas, thoughts, and musical expression. Margaret Daroux, who wrote We're Blessed, and it's spelled B-L-E-S-T, interesting, contributed five of these new songs. Paul Johnson wrote one of my favorites on the album, The Sensitive Treatment of the Old Rugged Cross, and The Timeless Leaning on the Everlasting Arms make this album very special indeed. It is my prayer that this collection of songs will take you on a new and exciting journey. I personally think this is the greatest gospel album ever produced, but, of course, I may be a bit prejudiced since I am her husband. Well, unfortunately, he's not her husband anymore, but I'm sure that he would still have the same prejudices and feelings and things like that. That's such a moving album, and of course we're going to be listening to more of that later on throughout the night as we journey together on this train ride to whatever awaits us. Some of us have a ticket, some of us don't. Some of us will pay a penalty for not buying the ticket at the station. Some of us will be put off because we're unable to purchase a ticket at this time. And perhaps some of us will wait for the next one to go by. Hopefully, it'll be a local train, because it's a dark and cold night. And it might rain. Or it may hail. There may be locusts or shooting stars. So it is, so it shall be written. And a clarification from last week. There was a bit of a problem, and I'm afraid I must take full responsibility for this, for causing any confusion. I do apologize. When we were discussing the point system, the Christian doctrine of 256 points and you're out, to be expanded to 512 in the year 2000, only to apply to people born after 2000, I mentioned something concerning running someone over intentionally in your car being worth 2 points, and that is true. That is true, it's worth 2 points. I mentioned at the time that not paying for parking tickets, and actually this would include traffic tickets as well. In God's eyes, parking tickets are no less than traffic tickets, unlike the way the authorities here on Earth feel. I said that not paying parking tickets, letting them go, is two-tenths of a point. Two-tenths of a point. And that was an error. I'm sorry, that was an error. That was wrong. It should actually be one-tenth, not two-tenths, one-tenth. And it's not something that I'm proud of, making a mistake like that, because I certainly don't want to imply that not paying your parking tickets 10 times is worth a human life, because that's certainly not something that I'd like to go on record as saying, that it's worth 10 instances of parking tickets is worth a human life, when in actuality the number is 20. Yes, 20 is what it is worth, not 10. I am sorry for that. I don't mean to belittle things. All right, it's 12:37, and good night, Spiny. Spiny's leaving. He's walking out the door, and he's gone now. And we're going to help him. We're going to help him during the psychedelic show. We'll steer him towards the light. We discussed the light last week. I hope the light is still there for many of you. And now we're going to pick up the telephone and see who is out there and how we can help them and how perhaps they can share their experiences with us, their lives with us, and be inspired and be saved. Because that is what we are here for at Christian Brain Damage, to save, to help, to inspire, and above all else, to listen. We're listening. All right, let's see who's out there. Good evening.
Hi.
Hello.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Christian Brain Damage Program.
Thank you. Yes, that's the program, and you may talk as much as you wish about it.
I don't know. It's a little different from the old brain damage.
Yes, we're seeking to right the wrongs of the past and to move forward into greener pastures that aren't quite so wet and mushy.
Not quite sure how to interpret it. I mean, it's odd.
Well, a lot of it is open to interpretation. You might think that we're speaking kind of mysteriously sometimes, and if you don't have the proper books to decode what we're saying sometimes, you might be confused. You might feel threatened. That's a normal reaction, because it is in fact true. But once you become indoctrinated into the doctrines, you will have no difficulty translating and figuring it all out and knowing when you're on the right path and when you're on a express bus to hell.
Right. Do you seem to have a lot of problems with the people who aren't Christian accepting the new Christian brain damage? Have you had a lot of letters?
Well, we have had, yes, I suppose you read the same article that I read in the papers about that, about the various other religious groups, which I won't give them the honor of having their religion advertised over the radio. Yes, there are people that find it offensive. Yes, it's incredible, I know. They find it offensive that we are here discussing Christianity, discussing the wonders of the Christian world, and the wonders that await us all that believe and follow the light and all that wonderful stuff. Well, I guess, you know, when you're going to burn in hell for eternity, you're entitled to a bit of unreasonability. And I suppose it's part of our Christianity to simply take that kind of thing. And that is, I should point out, that is part of being a Christian, is to accept criticism. To be tolerant. It is so written that if you are struck, you must turn the other cheek. However, there is another side to that, because if you are struck a second time, there are no more cheeks, you see.
Mm.
And that's important. That is an important distinction. Strike once, turn the other cheek. Strike again, there are no other cheeks. So,
should you hit back?
Well, you see, now that is how you interpret the scriptures. Do you hit back? It's a very good question. It's a very good question. Or do you simply turn around and perhaps be hit in the back of your head? Do you fall down? Do you in fact strike back? Do you perhaps spit? You know, that's a tactic too some people use. There are all kinds of things, and this is what scholars have been debating for many centuries, and we will continue, of course, to talk about that kind of thing. It's fascinating. It's fascinating, but it's something that a lot of people out there just will never understand, because they don't give themselves the time to look into it. You know,
is there a point value for not feeling towards a different religion? Do you think?
For not feeling towards which religions?
Well, you know, like being offended by having an all-one religion radio show, would that be a point value?
If, well, you see, the thing is, if you're not a Christian, the points will not apply. I mean, there's a standard, I believe it's 120? Yeah, I'm getting a thumbs up. It's 120 standard deductible for not being a Christian for the first 20 years, and then another 40 per 10 after that. So during that period of time, you don't get any deductions for any other sins on top of that. For instance, I'll give you an example. Let's say you're a Muslim and you go around killing lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people, okay? Or, you know, someone of a different religious faith as well. If you do all that before you're 20, okay, and then at 20 you see the light, you become a Christian, you just have that 120 deductible. All right.
Right.
If you were a Christian and you walked around killing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, you would have 2 points for each one of those people that you killed.
Right.
You see. And yes, you could say, I suppose, some people out there will say this, that it pays not to be a Christian for the first 20 years of your life and to kill lots and lots and lots of people. And that is, I suppose, a way of looking at it. However, there are these other kinds of points, meta points, I believe is what you call them, where you will lose even more for consciously thinking something like that. And you don't find out about those. You don't find out about the summation of those until the end, until it's all over. It's kind of like closing costs, you know. You don't really know what they're going to be until the very last minute.
Can you raise your point value? I mean, like, by being more holy than...
No, the points are not reversible. Once you lose a point, you cannot gain it back. No, it doesn't work that way. A lot of people seem to think you can redeem points, you can do good deeds and make up for bad deeds. You can do good deeds and get less deductions in the future, but once you get a deduction, you cannot go back the other way. But that's why the number is so large. That's why the number is 256, because that's sufficient for a lifetime of sin. And if you go above that, then you have some definite serious problems. That's why it's important to try and keep the sin level near your age level. If you're 20 years old, if your sin level is 20, that's fine, because if you live to be 80 or 90, you're still well below the 256. You see, it's a simple way of doing it. And even if you're above that, even if you're double,
right?
You know, because I'm nowhere near 63, but that's what my points are. I created a large number of sins. A large number of sins, and I will never be able to take those back. However, I have been able to keep it down, to not advance any further for quite some time. And I just might finish off this lifetime below 100.
That's okay, though.
That's a miracle, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Is this permanent Christianity on this radio station?
Oh, Christianity is something that, it's like spray paint, you know? It never really goes away. It might fade over time. It might fade over time, and you might paint something over it, but it's there. You know, it's always there.
It will always be Christian brain damage.
Always. I mean, brain damage will always have this Christian appeal.
Sort of an undertone.
Yeah.
Christianity.
Yeah, very much so. Sort of a backbone, almost.
Right, but not always fully Christian, but just always there.
Well, you know,
always...
We're always here to save. We're always here to help people out. And, you know, in the past, we've tried to help people out, but we've been misguided. We've been misguided by the satanic forces around us. And anyone who listens to the station certainly knows that that Satan is up there in the power structure of this radio station. The kinds of sounds and contortions that go out over the radio, it's hard to imagine what's going on in people's heads. But... consider this a seed that is being planted here midnight on Saturday nights. This seed will sprout. It will sprout. It will knock the demons away. And before you know it, the radio station will have a pleasant harmonic sound to it.
I think it's already pleasant and harmonic.
It's getting better. It's getting better. I don't know if you heard the Bluegrass show last week, but that was a lot more Christian, a lot more the reggae program today. Definitely Christian overtones, undertones, all kinds of tones. And it's getting to the point where we can almost take pride in what's going on over the airwaves. Almost.
Well, I don't think I've committed too many sins in my life.
What do you think your number is up to?
Probably somewhere around my age. I guess I'm 14. I think it's about 13 now, my sins, so.
That's very good.
I guess in your... I mean, you really just basically stay at, you know, a normal level.
Well, as a child, a lot is forgiven. A lot can be forgiven when you're too young to know better. But there comes a point when you do know better, and that's when the points really can start racking up.
Like drawing on the walls, for instance. I mean, that would not be a point value when you were four because you didn't know any better. But when you're eight, it becomes a sin.
It depends. That's a qualitative one. If they're your walls, of course, you're welcome to draw whatever you wish on them. If they're the walls of those who brought you into this world, then obviously that's something that's not good. If you're a child, though, and you should know better, or you don't know better, then that kind of thing, it's kind of like a free pass for a little while. But past the age of 10, you start to lose those passes. You know, you start to have to be accountable for more of your actions.
When people start saying you should know better, is when basically the...
That's when you should know better, yes. That's a good clue. When you hear that phrase, a little bell should go off inside you, say, I should know better, and
you will. The free pass is over.
It is, yes. And once you see those points start racking up, it's something to beware of.
And if you're on death row, would you say you're doomed to go to hell? I mean...
Again, it depends on the points. It depends on the points. You could be on death row and only have 60 points.
That's true.
That happened recently in Texas. You can be judged by your fellow man, but that doesn't matter. It matters how you are judged in the eyes of the Almighty.
But then again, if you only commit one sin, which is worth, say, 5 points, if it's a really bad sin, and you think you deserve to go to hell, do you think you'll still be sent there?
You cannot go to hell if you don't deserve to be sent to hell, no.
No,
there are a lot of people that think that they belong in hell, but that's not for them to determine. That's not for them to determine. It takes a lot of work. There's a lot of organization, a lot of paperwork going into this decision-making process, and people just simply cannot be making these decisions themselves. As I was talking about before, God is, this is what he does. This is, he's doing this all the time. He's been doing this all the time. Nobody can do a better job than God. And we shouldn't be second-guessing him, because that's the kind of thing he really doesn't go for. It's important that we trust him on these matters, on virtually all matters, because he's good at what he does. We really can't argue with that.
Well, for a while I stopped believing in God, and then last week I listened to your radio show. I called in, and we talked for a while, and I said how I decided I was going to go to church the next morning, and I decided I went to church and I enjoyed it enough that I kind of got my faith back, so I thank Brain Damage for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for getting your faith back.
It's really...
Spread the good news. And we found that we can use that slogan. It's not taken by anybody. But we're taking it, so don't anybody else use it. Spread the good news around and enlighten other people. Enlighten your friends. Enlighten your family. Once we're all enlightened, then we can all have a lot more fun because there won't be any more problems.
Just take a group of friends to church.
Exactly. Were you going to go out to the mall or something? No, go to church instead. It'll give you inspiration. It'll give you something to think about where you are in this world, where you're going, where you've been, where the people around you are going, where they've been. You can help them out. You can help out people you don't even know. You can help out people that don't want to be helped out, but they do. They really do. They might say they don't. They might say, stay away from me, don't touch me, but they don't mean it deep down within them. And you have to remember that. Be persistent. It might take 10 years, but they will thank you.
Especially, you know, you might even take the one you love to church. Just it's a very holy experience. It's better than a movie. It's free.
It's free. Exactly. How can you go wrong? It's free.
And you learn to, you know, share God with each other.
That's right.
Not just yourself.
That's right.
Very meaningful.
And you get to meet all kinds of people. You get to dress up real nice.
And you get involved. You interact with a group. It's kind of like, you know, some people get involved with singles club, but why not go to church? I mean, they have.
And the music is not to be believed. It's really good. It's good music. Like almost as good as Tammy Faye.
Almost. I'm joining the choir, actually, so.
Well, that'll be a welcome addition, I'm sure.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much for calling in and for sharing this with us. And it sounds like you're well on the road to being saved and to a long and profitable afterlife.
Well, I'd just like to say hi to everyone and tell Spencer to stay away from me with the rubber band.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Jesus Christ.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Always say Jesus Christ. It can never hurt, but except do not say it in vain. No, no, no. It's 12:52. This is Christian Brain Damage. Again, we just got a truckload of those cups, and anybody generous enough to help us out will be happy to send them as a gift to you. Brain Damage is Christian. Every morning, staring you in the face on your coffee mug. That's something that people around the world have not had the honor of reading. That's something exclusively for listeners of this particular radio program. We have a little hymn here. Yes. We must not listen to those that want to integrate all the different religions. We are different because we are better. That's all you have to remember. It's 7 minutes to 1 o'clock, and religion can be found in all kinds of amazing places, even in rock and roll music. You just have to search for it. Sometimes there's a voice in there trying to get a message out, trying to be saved. And are we adult enough to listen? Are we adult enough to find the message, to seek out the person wishing to be saved? How many of you heard this cry for help?
true? Tell me why was Jesus crucified? Was it for this that Daddy died? Was it you? Was it me? Did I watch too much TV? Is that a hint of accusation in your eyes? If it wasn't for the nips being so good at building ships, the yards would still be open on Clyde. And it can't be much fun for them beneath the rising sun, with all their kids committing suicide. What have we done? Maggie, what have we done? What have we done to England?
Let's have a round of applause for... Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was Pink Floyd there with some... they're very religious as far as some of the meanings behind their music. And, of course, the Beatles. Much religion there as well. Of course, both groups had to... hide behind their religion because, of course, they would be chastised by the demons that run the industry of both radio, record industry, the media, and these furtive cries, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I'm speaking in tongues. They were heard by some of us. But not by all of us, unfortunately. 632-6901 is the number to call. Christian Brain Damage here. And, yes, we may not get as many calls as we used to get. We used to have all 27 lines lit. Now, only about two or three. It's okay. It's fine. At least the foundation we are building is a stronger foundation. We don't have a building of wood. We have a building of stone. And while we may not actually have a building yet, we just have a couple of stones on the ground, it's still better than a finished building of wood because the wood building will burn down a lot easier than the stones will. In fact, the stones never will. They might get a little charred or blackened, but that's okay because that might even be in fashion someday. Fact is, a bunch of spindly sticks standing up might give you some shelter, but it's nothing really permanent. What we're building here is a permanent foundation, and we're asking you to be a stone. Will you be our stone? It's 2 minutes after 1 o'clock. This is WUSB in Stony Brook, bringing you the good news and spreading it around. Much like the material that you would use to join the stones together and get them all stuck to form one cohesive unit. And that's what we do. We form cohesive units. Let's go back to the telephones. we'll be listening to some Tammy Faye a little later on, spreading some more of the good news, because there is so much good news to spread. It's like butter. Some might say like margarine, but I prefer butter myself. Good evening. Are you
Hello?
There? Yes, are you there?
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
I just wanted to talk to you about points for going to hell. Is that what you were talking about before?
Yes, yes, the point system.
I'm confused.
Okay.
How do they work with that?
We're here to answer your questions. Ask away.
Now, how many points do you have to get to go to hell?
256.
And how do you know which sin is worth a certain amount of points?
Well, you have to get the book of sin, that has the listing on one side of what the sin is in alphabetical order, and on the other side there is a list of how many points, or tenths of points, because that's how far down it goes, to tenths of points. And in the back there's an index.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, there's an index based on the type of sin that you might have.
Oh.
Each sin has a certain name, a formal name, so you might not know it right away as the particular sin you're looking for, so you have to go through the index.
And also another question.
Yes.
Is losing your virginity before you're married, is that like a very big sin?
That's, is it 5 or is it 10? It depends on how many other sins you have. It's either 5 or 10. It's definitely no more than 10, that much I can tell you. If you do it again, though, it's, I think it goes up. It can go up incrementally, depending on how many times you do that.
So you have no way of getting back your points?
No, the points cannot be gotten back, and that's something that the youth of today has, and of course the youth of yesterday as well, simply do not realize. They're told the wrong thing. They think that by being good and all that, they can get their points back. It doesn't work that way. When you get a point against that 256, that's a point you have for the rest of your life. It doesn't matter if you become a saint. Doesn't matter if you become the president of the United States or the next Jim Baker or Backer or what have you. The thing is, once you have that point is there. It's irrefutable. So you have to be very careful. If you're going to have a point, you know, you should know that this point is going to be there for a long, long time.
Don't you, learn in, religion class and stuff like that God always forgives you?
God will forgive you.
But you can't. He won't take back what you've done.
He will not erase the slate. God does not have a whole fleet of erasers up there, because that would be a whole lot of extra work, writing them down and then erasing them afterwards. I mean, you can sort of see the point there. What's the point of writing it down if you're just going to erase it after you write it down? It's wasted effort.
Asking for forgiveness, what we do.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is to ask for forgiveness while there is still some breathing room, and you can sort of work things out and adjust your attitude a little bit. And that's what God wants you to do, is just adjust your attitude so that when you get to heaven, you'll have a little bit of, you won't be at 255.9, you know, you'll be at maybe 200 and change or something if you're almost not saved. And hopefully the rest of us will be down around 100 or below that.
If you tell lies a lot,
uh-huh,
which is a very common sin.
Lie is a tenth. A lie is a tenth, and it doesn't matter if it's a big lie or a little lie, all lies in the eyes of God are equal.
So if you just say, yeah, I didn't really eat that piece of gum, or no, I didn't sleep with your boyfriend, that counts as the same?
Yes, they count as the same, but keep in mind, and this is something that you might learn from watching governmental hearings and things like that, not giving information is not the same thing as lying. Not commenting, not saying anything, or not volunteering information, that is perfectly acceptable. You're simply not giving out the information, therefore you cannot be penalized for it.
So, the amount of points, what's the amount of points to go to hell is?
256.
So what if you get 254, 255?
Anything below
Or do you go to heaven?
Anything below 256. Like I said, 255.9, you will go to heaven, but, you know, it's very difficult to get 255.9 and then somehow not commit another even minor sin, because the minimum sin number is one-tenth of a point. You know, it's very easy to do that. I mean, I could easily, by accident tonight sometime, commit a sin, and that's a tenth of a point. But, you know, a tenth of a point here, a tenth of a point there, we can all live with that. But if you drive that number up too high, it's really going to be hard. Really going to be hard not to commit one more sin.
That's That's scary.
It's scary. It doesn't have to be scary, you see, because if you're aware of this, if you're aware of how the system works, then you've got nothing to worry about.
Then you'd work harder not to do things like
that. It becomes a lifestyle. It becomes a habit. And you find yourself living a good, clean life with fine moral choices and nice, clean people that you hang around with. And you'll find that you're going through entire days without committing a single sin or even thinking of committing a sin.
And would it be different if, like, your friend was, like, wearing, like, an outfit that you really didn't like and they go to ask you, like, how does my outfit look? And you go to them, well, it looks really nice, but in your mind you're really thinking, God, what's she wearing?
It's a lie, then. You're lying.
Oh, my goodness. So you have to tell her, and what if she doesn't want to be your friend anymore?
Well, you can change the subject. You can do all kinds of things. You can point to the sky and say, "Have you ever noticed how beautiful the sky is?" And that's something that will certainly change the subject. That's something that she won't bring up the dress again after looking at the sky. And you'll be free and clear. You won't have committed a sin. You won't have lied. You won't have said something hurtful to your friend. There's always a way out if it's something along those lines. Of course, the big major sins, that's a little harder to get out of. That's why it's not a good idea to commit those kinds of sins.
The major sins, like what things are those things, like murder and things?
Well, murder is definitely up there. That's it's not as high as the virginity one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's either 7 or 8. It might be actually 7.5. I wish I had brought the book with me. It's a big book. It's heavy, but it's well worth having. But murder is 7.5. Of course, there are accidental murder. Of course, accidental murder is a
self-defense.
It's an accidental death. Of course, does not count for anything. It's an accident. You know, you might get penalized by mankind, by humans somehow, but the Almighty understands what accidents are. And the Almighty understands clumsiness. He understands everything. He understands people that make a lot of mistakes. But as long as they are mistakes and not sins, there's a very fine distinction between those two things.
Mm-hmm.
But if you make a mistake, and it's a mistake, something you didn't mean to do, that's obviously not going to count for any points. However, if the lifestyle you have chosen, for instance, if you've turned to drugs, and turning to drugs makes you do all kinds of unpredictable things. Well, yes, you may not be held accountable for those unpredictable things that you do. However, the decision of turning to drugs will really make things rack up as far as points go, because it's that decision that is the sin, not the actions that come out of it.
So if you decide to use drugs, that is a sin in God's eyes?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Deciding to use drugs, and every time you use drugs. Every time you use drugs. And we're not talking about the okay drugs. The drugs that are Christian, like cigarettes and occasional glass of wine and things like that.
Mm-hmm. But drinking at an under drinking age, that's definitely a sin, right?
Well, you see, God does not recognize the drinking age. This is an interesting point, actually. God really doesn't care if you drink at the age of 21 or at the age of 14. He's really leaving that up to local authorities, state, federal authorities. They're handling, the age, the age restriction. Right. It's a question of what you do, after you drink something. But actually drinking, that's not considered an offense by God. The things you might do while under the influence certainly would be. And, of course, doing anything with those illegal kinds of drugs, those ungodly kind of drugs,
mm-hmm.
that's something a bit more serious.
And also, do you believe in a place called purgatory? Is there such a thing?
There's a purgatory in many people's minds, but I'll tell you, God doesn't like to wait around on people and make them wait for his decisions. He pretty much makes his decisions immediately. There's no place for, for people just hang around and see what the verdict is. He's not big into drama, He's a pretty straightforward kind of person, or, as we know it, person.
Mm-hmm.
It's hell, heaven.
So there's no waiting time at all.
Either one. As soon as you know, lights are out for you, that's when the verdict is cast. There's no waiting around after that. Some people, however, will feel like they're in purgatory, like they're on the verge of going one way or another, but that's something within their minds. They're the ones making that decision. Should I sin? Should I be good? Should I be bad?
Well, thank you very much, folks.
I hope we've helped.
Like a shout out.
I hope we've helped, and I hope you're going along the right path.
Can I make a shout out?
Sure, go right ahead.
I'd like to say hi to Lee, and I'd like to say Nora, Cliff, and Pete, Casey, Janet, Melissa, and Carrie, and all my friends at Salinas.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
And God be with you. God be with all of us. God is with all of us. God's everywhere. As we said before, God's good. He's real good. He's the best. He's better than any other God. Because he's our God. Nobody can take him. Nobody can influence him. Nobody can disrespect him. He's ours. That's something we should remember. Some of us tend to forget these things. It's not a good idea. Every thought, every action, every involuntary spasm is watched by the Almighty. He knows all. He knows what you're debating, what you're thinking. He knows what you did last week. He doesn't forget anything. Something to think about. It's 14 minutes after 1 o'clock. For some of us, it's early. And for some of us, it's very late. Which are you? And do you believe we can help you? That's what we're here for at Christian Brain Damage, to reach out, extend a friendly hand, and either pull you towards us or push you away. And it's interesting, you know, after 1 week of doing this, after doing the program last week where it was announced that we had to go Christian, I admit I was kind of perturbed a little bit upset, feeling that somebody was telling me how to run my program. But after going home and reading through some of the scripture and some other works, I realized there's a message here. There's a signal here. This is definitely something. Something's going on here. This is a light flashing at me. You know, Morse code or something like that. And I better sit up and listen to what this is all about, because odds are they're only going to say it once. And so I listened. I listened to my heart. Well, I didn't really hear anything from my heart, so I just listened to all those voices I always hear in my head. And this time, I could hear them saying to me, listen to us. Listen to what we say, because we know you're going in the wrong direction. And we can help you. All you have to do is turn around. And that's when I saw how simple it was. All I had to do was turn around. And so I did. I turned around, and I looked in the other direction, and I saw all that I had turned my back on all these years. And it was a revelation. A revelation the likes of which I had not seen before. And only because I had never looked in the right direction. Something as simple as that. And your life has changed forever. And so I spent the entire week, studying, thinking, planning, helping others. And so, coming here tonight, I realize this is the path. This is the path. Today, we blaze the path in front of us. We stamp down all those leaves and make it wide enough so that two people can go down at the same time. Next week, we pave it and cut aside the underbrush that grows around. Perhaps the week after that, we'll fix the holes that may have come and keep maintaining it. But once we get the blacktop down, it's a real path. It's not just one of these wimpy footpaths through the woods or anything like that. It's a path. Not quite a road, but you don't want a road because you sort of lose yourself there. You know, you stay on the right, you stay on the left. What happens when the car comes? Who's got right of way? Collisions, accidents, insurance papers, that kind of thing. Who needs that? No, you don't need that. You don't need a road. You don't need a highway. You need a path. You need a path. It has to be paved. But don't let it get too big. So, yes, things have changed here, and things are changing on other radio shows as well. Before you know it. Before you know it, things will be different all over. Now, you may have noticed we didn't have a newscast tonight. And as a reason for that, our newscaster has been cast aside. Yes, newscaster cast aside. Funny, isn't it? But that's the way it goes. You see, whenever a religion takes root, you must have a purge. And there is a purge going on at this station right now. We are purging out the demonic elements, the satanic influences, if you will. It's a very tough time, a very trying time. We have our army of enlightened souls seeking to cleanse this facility of all the wickedness and filth that has spread, sprouted, sprung in this place. A lot of work lies ahead of us. But we're going to do it because it is so written. Let us go back to the telephones now because that is what we should do. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Okay, how are you?
We're just fine here. How can we help you?
Yeah, well, I have to say, like, I think your program's a little wrong because, like, I'm an atheist and stuff.
Atheism. Okay, well, you see, are you under 20?
No, I am not.
May I ask how old you are?
I'm 13 years old.
Well, that's under 20.
Yeah, I said I am under 20.
Oh, you are. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. Okay, well, now, you can be an atheist up until you're 20, and you have that 120 deductible we were talking about before.
Yeah, about that stuff, that girl. I know her.
Uh-huh.
And she's so screwed up.
Yeah, well, it's important that people that are screwed up try and get on the right path, you know? We were just talking about pathways.
Really nice, but she's like an alcoholic.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a few points.
And, she does sleep around.
Uh-huh. That's a few more points, too. The important thing is to know how many points you've got. But you being an atheist, you don't qualify for the points unless you switch over. And the thing is, 120 is a lot. And if, every 10 years you get those extra points added in.
It really doesn't matter, because if you're an atheist, you don't believe in it anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yes, but as you grow older, when you're 40 or 50, and you realize you're approaching that 256 limit, you might start thinking, and at that point, you're going to be very worried. So what we're trying to do is help people not be worried when they're older by getting them to be stones now.
True.
And we wish for our listeners to be the stones for the foundation of the great and glorious house which we will build to save souls.
Well, what was I going to say? I think, all the people that go to church, every Sunday, they're giving up something to go to that church. Like, they even go on Saturday nights and stuff. They go, every night. Because my best friend's mom does that, and I think that's really wrong.
Yeah, well, some people go to church to get an early start on Saturday night, because there are lots of crowds on Sunday. We know that.
I don't.
Well, the time will come. Just because you may be a heathen now does not mean that there is not hope for you. We will pray for you. We will light a candle for you. We will do everything possible to help you come into the kingdom of the Lord.
Oh, I thank you.
Well, that's what we're here for. And there's no need to thank us, because we enjoy doing things like this. It's our lot in life.
Another thing, I know how to help your radio station so you get more calls.
More calls that are worthy of the radio station. Christian calls is what we want.
Yes.
Not just any call, a Christian call.
Of course.
Okay. How can you help us?
Don't play as much music. Take more calls.
Take more calls.
Yeah.
And more people will call. That's sound advice.
Because my friends always used to listen to it, and now they're just totally bummed out about it, man.
Well, we don't want anybody to be bummed out. We want to help everybody. We want everybody to be happy. But there are sometimes messages in the music, and we don't mean that backwards masking demonic things that rock and roll has that makes people go out and kill things. No, we don't have that. We have a very positive, uplifting message. Very positive, very uplifting, and that's what we are here for.
That's good, though.
Yes.
Except for us atheists.
Well, we think that, how old did you say you were, 13?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're young yet. You've been influenced by, obviously, satanic forces. It'll take a little bit of time, but we feel that at some point, you will question those influences. And when you do, you'll see the light. You'll be able to close your eyes and see the light. And that's when great things will begin to happen.
But I like being in the dark, man.
Well, you know, a lot of people, when they are in the dark, think they like being in the dark. But all it takes is that first great religious experience. When you realize... I'm sorry?
You should be a preacher.
Well, you know, there's been talk. In fact, I might as well say now, I've accepted an invitation to go to Bible camp as of Monday. And that means that I'll be there for a full week. And that means I won't be here next week because I'll be in Bible camp. I don't know what the radio station is going to plan for next week. Hopefully they'll keep the Christian faith. In case they don't, I feel I should warn people. In case they do not keep the Christian faith, and in case there is one of these demonic satanic programs on, think of it as a test. Think of it as something you must face, you know, face to face. You must look straight into the eyes of the beast and know that the week after that, we will be back together again, and everything will be okay.
Well, I have a question.
All right, what is your question?
You remember 3 weeks ago when people were talking about air trips?
Yes.
Well, I was one of those kids.
Uh-huh.
And I want to know, is that could that give you a point or something?
Well, describe it again for me.
Okay, you kneel down and you hold your breath.
Right.
Take 7 deep breaths.
Right.
Come out, and somebody pushes on the pressure points on your neck, and you pass out. That's really, really cool. And
well, you know, it's I don't believe there are points for that. You see, one of the things that God is really tied up with are new sins. You know, new things that are invented. You know, is bungee jumping, is that a sin? You know, that's something that has to be determined. And in fact, I believe it's not a sin. But something like what you describe, I know it's not a sin right now, but perhaps in a year, it might be. That's why it's important to keep getting updates.
Oh, I've done air trips into the pool and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I passed out into the pool, and my friends have had to go down in the bottom of the pool and get me out. And it's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it sounds really fun. Again, you know, I would keep an eye open for that. Of course, being an atheist, again, you're not eligible for the points, but other people who listen certainly are. And again, it's not a sin as of now, but in a year, who knows? But usually at the end of the year, there are new sins released. One thing, though, that we should know is that it's very, very rare. In fact, I don't think there's ever been a case where sins stop being sins, you know, where sins are wiped from the record. Once it's a sin, it's going to remain a sin. That doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter how much society changes, how much values change.
What if somebody cursed? Is that a sin?
Oh, it depends on the context, you know. It depends on you know, it's always something. It's always at least a tenth of a point, but if it's blasphemy, if it's something really serious, it could be as much as a point.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So then I'd probably be going to hell.
Well, it depends. You know, again, being an atheist, you don't have that that point system to worry about yet, but it is racking up, 120 points for that first 20 years, and you might have some accounting to do. Thanks for the phone call. We're going to go to another lost soul, and then perhaps we'll listen to some more Christian music. Again, you're listening to Christian Brain Damage, the program that will save your soul. And, you know, we don't even have commercials. That is amazing that we don't have commercials. Well, it's 28 minutes after 1 o'clock. Good morning.
Hi, my name is Mark.
Hello, Mark.
And, well, I'm kind of with the Christian faith.
Okay.
And, well, lately I've been kind of depressed.
Okay.
And thinking of suicide, and I just wanted the advice of a good Christian man like yourself.
Well, I'm glad you called. And I should tell you that suicide, you definitely get points for suicide. You definitely get points. Again, I wish I had the book with me. I think it's 5 points for that because it's kind of like murder. But, you know, the fact that it's inflicted upon yourself, that's it doesn't really make that much difference in the eyes of the Lord. The important thing is to remember that there is a lot to be happy about and that there's little to be depressed about. You're depressed when you've lost your way, when you don't see a clear path in front of you. But when you see that clear path, when you see the light, and if you can close your eyes and see the light, you know it's there, then there's nothing but brightness ahead. Nothing but brightness ahead and a clear path to walk on and many like-minded souls converging at a central point where all kinds of fun things will happen, like, you know, bobbing for apples and things like that.
Okay. Well,
don't you feel better already?
Not really.
Oh, well, that was the heavy stuff there. I don't know if I can come up with something better.
Well, when I close my eyes, I don't see light. It's all dark.
Well, you know, that's a common affliction. That's a common affliction, and that's part of the weakness of our particular society, is that we don't teach each other to see light when we close our eyes. But if you want to see it, it will appear. You must keep your eyes closed. Do not open your eyes. And walk around and just concentrate on seeing that light. And it will come. The light will come as long as you want it to. It's, you know, it's sort of like a subway, except it's better because the subways sometimes don't come. You know, and sometimes they skip the stop. But this light won't skip you. It'll head right for you, but it won't hurt you when it gets there.
Yeah, but subway cars are dirty and messy.
Exactly. I'm very glad you saw that, because that's another distinction between the subway cars and the light. If you see the light will be clean. It will be bright. It will be green, white, yellow. It's never blue. Never blue. And it's accompanied by a warm, glowing feeling within you. And you never get that warm, glowing feeling when the subway comes, do you?
No.
There you go. So it's very easy to tell the difference.
Okay, thank you. Oh, I have another question.
What's your question?
Is fucking a sin?
Well, you're racking up some points. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, I'd like to know what atheism is.
Atheism is going the wrong way down a one-way street.
Well, explain it in a different way.
Well, atheism is being in a car and going over 55 on a residential road.
Okay.
Atheism is climbing too high in a tree that can't support your weight. Atheism is walking on a neighbor's grass who has distinctly told you not to do that.
Is it a religion?
Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it, but is it a religion? Is atheism a religion?
Or is it a...
It's not... If it is a religion, it is not the right religion. And therefore, it may as well not exist. There is only one religion, there is only one God, there is only one truth, there is only one way to look at everything.
Are people that are atheism, do they worship the devil?
Well, people that are not Christians may as well be the devil. That's the point we're trying to make here, in as soft a way as possible. there is only one road. And you can't take any shortcuts. You can't walk through the underbrush and get there faster. How weird.
Very.
Well, you see, weirdness is not something that that you'll find on the Christian road or path. It's not a road, it's a path. It's not weird. Weirdness is right out. So if you don't like weirdness...
No, I'm not saying that.
Yeah, well, it's not something that you see very much of.
Okay.
I hope we helped.
Okay, and the person that called up before
yes.
that said that the girl Kelly sleeps around.
Yes.
And does heavy drugs. Well, she doesn't. I know her, and she doesn't sleep around at all.
Okay, well then he was lying, and he got some points for that.
Yes.
Okay, you see, now that's something that people have to be very careful of. Very careful, because you can rack up a lot of points. On a program like this, you can rack up a lot of points very quickly.
But she's here with me, and she wants to say something.
Okay. Of course, I didn't understand a word of that, but I'm tempted to say likewise. It's 1:34, and we have some more Christian music. I want to thank the people that have been bringing this in. Again, as we were saying, as we're trying to emphasize... There is much material out there. You just have to know where to look. You have to know when someone is sending you a message and what you should do when you hear it. What we have here is a religious tract, I guess you'd call it. From a band called Warrior Soul. Doesn't sound very religious now, does it? No. However, when you hear this song, you'll realize that you cannot judge a book by its cover or a band by its name. This is a very important piece called Drugs, God, and the New Republic. And it comes to you on Christian Brain Damage here on WUSB in Stony Brook. You're listening to Christian Brain Damage here on WUSB in Stony Brook. We just got a call on the prayer line, which is a public service that we run here. It's on our 900 number. It only costs $5 a minute, and we give you counseling. But someone called up during the musical selection just now and was asking us, how do we find God? If we know God is there, well, how do we find him? And it was a very good question, a very poignant question. We paused for quite some time to think about this, and we realized that sometimes it's just not that easy to find God. Sometimes it takes a long time. Sometimes it takes years of searching. Years of searching, and people come up empty-handed. And it's tragic. It's truly tragic.
Dimitri, what listing, please?
Yes, God, please.
Who?
God, G-O-D, listing under God, please.
I'm sorry, G-O-D?
Yes, it should be listed under that.
What? In what borough? What is it, sir?
It should be Manhattan, although I believe they're everywhere.
No, sorry.
You don't have a listing at all?
No.
It's not unlisted, is it?
No.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, thank you.
Awesome.
It can be so difficult. It can be so hard and frustrating and sad when you look for something and it's just not there. Well, friends, the answer is not always obvious. You won't see it on a billboard. You won't see God on a truck. You just won't. You have to look a little deeper than that. And sometimes, when you've walked this earth for many years searching, you realize God's been with you the whole time. He's just been very quiet. He's been watching every movement, listening to every thought, witnessing you searching for him when he's been there the whole time. And you might think God thinks you're a fool for doing that when he was there, but no, he doesn't think that way. Might find it a bit amusing, but he doesn't think less of you for it, because people have been doing this for ages, and people will continue to do this for ages. You know, speaking personally, I think God kind of likes that. Kind of likes people to search for him. Kind of likes to hide, you know? Maybe it's a human element or something. Whatever it is, it proves to us that there is hope. There is always hope. We must never stop looking.
Jesus, I am overjoyed to meet you face to face. You've been getting quite a name all around the place. Healing cripples, raising from the dead. And now I understand you're God. At least that's what you said. So you are the Christ, you're the great Jesus Christ. Prove to me that you're divine. Change my water into wine. That's all you need to, and I'll know it's all true. Come on, King of the Jews. Jesus, you just won't believe the hit you've made round here. You are all we talk about, the wonder of the year. Oh, what a pity if it's all a lie. Still, I'm sure that you can rock the cynics if you try. So you are the Christ, you're the great Jesus Christ. Prove to me that you're no fool. Walk across my swimming pool. If you do that for me, then I'll let you go free. Come on, King of the Jews.
Thank you.
superstar. What is it that you have got that puts you where you are? I am waiting. Yes, I'm a captive fan. I'm dying to be shown that you are not just any man. So if you are the Christ, yes, the great Jesus Christ, feed my household with his bread. You can do it on your head. Or has something gone wrong? Why do you take so long? Come on, King of the Jews. Hey, aren't you scared of me, Christ? Mr. Wonderful Christ. You're a joke, you're not the Lord. You're nothing but a fraud. Take him away, he's got nothing to say. Get out, you King of the... Get out! Get out, you King of the Jews. Get out, you King of the Jews. Get out of my life.
And my friends, something wondrous has happened. Yes, miracles, miracles, my friends. They're among us every day. They rain down upon us like little pebbles, if little pebbles ever fell out of the sky. And a little miracle has, or maybe a big miracle, has just come down on us. Our teletype machine has stopped working. That's right, our news machine does not work. And my friends, no news is good news, and since we are here to spread the good news, we can do so all the better without the satanic teletype that brings us the news from around the globe in the liberal style of such entities. I just thought that was something most miraculous that had to be shared. Yes, the voices of the demons are being silenced one by one. Perhaps the satellites are burning in space. We can come back down to Earth and think about more spiritual things, such as where the path will go and how much work we're going to do to clear the woods, keep the path going, not cross other paths, you know, that kind of thing. All right, we have a few phone calls. Some lost souls, maybe, or some found souls. Maybe not even souls at all. Let's see. Good evening.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. This is God.
This is God?
Yes.
Well, now, I didn't actually expect God to call on the phone, but I'm not saying it's not possible. God could certainly do that if he wanted to, but, and you are in the first line, so I suppose that that's a possibility. Well, let's assume that you are God for now. Is there something that we can do?
I was just listening to the show.
Uh-huh.
There's not much to do with this time of the night in this region of the world.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I find it very interesting.
Uh-huh.
I love what you're doing.
Well, yeah, that's wonderful. I would expect God to definitely approve of this. And, of course, you know, some people might say, you know, you're being made a fool of, you're talking to this guy, says he's God. But my friends, whether or not this is, in fact, God, the fact of the matter is, it could be, so therefore it should be treated as if somebody walks up to you in the street and says, I am God, you should treat the person as if they are God.
Well,
I'm sure you would agree, God. Would you not?
Unless it's me, of course. You know, anyone else should is committed.
Well, you wouldn't walk up to somebody just like that, would you?
No, I like to keep a low profile.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I imagine that you might want to do it for fun or something like that, but... there's no reason to frighten people.
I tried it back in the Renaissance. They killed me.
But well, they can't kill you. You're God.
They kill me in the worldly sense.
You mean they made you laugh a lot and they killed you? Yeah. This is great, sharing a laugh with God. I mean, you can't get much better than this, and it's only our second week being Christian. But it goes to show, you know, the kind of... hey, how about a legal ID? A legal ID where you say who you are and that you listen to Christian Brain Damage on WUSB in Stony Brook.
Oh, I go under Brian, actually.
Your real name is Brian?
My worldly name, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's something.
Yeah, this is my life, actually.
That's something. Oh, so there's something to the film Life of Brian, which...
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's an interesting fact to to point on. Is it all right if we get on to some more humans on the line?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, there are a bunch of them waiting, and we thank you for taking the time.
Anytime.
All right. And that's probably true. If he is God, any time would be a fine time, I suppose. All right. It's 1:51. Let's go to another phone call here. Listening to Christian Brain Damage. Again, we've got those mugs, you know, and maybe it was a mistake getting all those mugs. But at $150, it's not a bad deal. Every morning, you see the phrase, Brain Damage is Christian. And it's not just, you know, plastered on there. It looks nice. It's done in I think, Helvetica or something like that. It's an upper and lower case, too, not just all caps. You know, it's centered nicely. Real work of art. And our gift to you, in exchange for your gift to us, of course, to help keep Christianity strong on the non-commercial airwaves. Good evening. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
What are you doing?
Sorry?
I don't understand that Christ stuff. I don't understand what's going on with that.
Well, it's hard to explain, but it's something that's enveloping us like
I don't understand the point.
Like a deep fog, you know?
But I don't understand that.
You don't understand which?
The point values.
The point values. It's very simple. It's very simple. Let's say you commit some kind of a sin, all right?
What, like smoking pot or...
Okay, smoking marijuana is a good example because that is something that is seen as a sin, and it's not a very big sin. It's not a very big sin. It's one of the one-tenth, we call them, sins.
Yeah, but how do you know which is a one-tenth, which is like...
Well, it's in the book. You need to get this book.
What is it called?
It's the Book of Sin.
Who's it by?
Well, gosh, you know, it's not by anybody. It's just it's something that exists. It's like the Bible, you know. It's the Book of Sin. It's a listing, a comprehensive listing in alphabetical order of the various kinds of sins and the point values attached to them.
Yeah, where can you find it?
Well, you won't find it in stores. You have to happen upon it by either finding a friend that is religious, going to a church, asking them for it.
Yeah, I know that kid that was number four who says he wants to commit suicide. I'm not really friends with him.
Uh-huh.
I know the kid.
Uh-huh.
But he's like Looney Tune, so I can't really say much about him.
Well, being a Looney Tune is not a sin in itself. That's something to remember. You can still be a Looney Tune, and you won't rack up points. So that's a fact.
Yeah, but like, how many points do you get each year?
Well, you know, we recommend that you try and keep your points as close to your age as possible.
But how many points do you get out of...
Well, now, we did a study on this, and we found that the average for people around 20 is...
I'm only 13.
You're only 13. Yeah. For you, the average, I think, would be about 40, which is more than your age, certainly, but it's still significantly lower than it was, say, in the 1960s and early 70s, when it was about double that.
How many points do you get, positive points you get each year?
There are no, it doesn't work that way. It's, the point system works where if you get to 256, you're out, you know, you're going, I mean, there are people that have reached 256 and they just keep going. They figure at this point they're a lost cause, they might as well keep committing sins. And there is something to that. I suppose, you know, they have a point there, no pun intended. But the important thing, I think, we're talking about eternity here. We're talking about all time, forever, you know. 10 billion years, what's longer than that? You know, so you want to avoid, 256 is a number you just want to avoid. You want to keep it down. And, you know, we have it easier. People before 1900, they only had 128 points. Now, people after 2000 will have 512 and the memory expansion kicks in. All right, but right now 256 is the number we have to deal with. It's not that difficult. If I can keep it down to 63, and I've committed quite a lot of sins in my time,
I'm not really one of those good kids.
No, I'm saying you don't have to be all that good, but you do have to keep an eye on the clock and an eye on the points. That's, and not go around committing big major crimes.
Well, what would be like a major crime, like killing someone?
Well, now, as we said last week, running somebody over intentionally is 2 points, and that might not sound like much.
Yeah, but I like Hitler.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, changing your voice is always good for something. You won't get points for that, but, and you can like whoever you want. That's not a problem either. But Hitler is a good example, Hitler. Hitler did not actually make it to 256. Not himself. He caused many, many other people to far exceed 256, but he was cagey. He was cagey. He knew the technicalities, and he knew what God would look for. He would say, well, you know, you directly did this, you directly did that. And I think he was up in the 200, certainly, but if he'd been alive a little longer, he certainly would have gone over that number. No question about it, but that's an example of somebody really playing with the system. Fortunately, that doesn't happen all that often. It's 1:57, and I guess it's time for us to go. We have 10 extra minutes. We've been granted 10 extra minutes. That's so nice. Wow. Well, we started 10 minutes late. I think we started 10 minutes late because of technical problems, so we'll just cause more technical problems and end 10 minutes late. Well, that gives us a chance to certainly hear more of Tammy Faye and perhaps take some more calls on top of that. I know we promised we were going to be listening to Tammy Faye throughout the program. I'm sorry if we didn't get to that. You see, that's not a lie, though. I just want to make it clear that I'm not racking up points here by not playing the songs I said I was going to play. It's just circumstances sometimes prevent you from doing things that you say you're going to do. And it's not your fault. It's not, you know, it's not something that you're responsible for. Well, okay, look, even if I was responsible for it, big deal, okay? Well, it's a tenth of a point. I can live with that. Well, I'll take my points. So, it's 2 minutes to 2 o'clock. We're here together on this dark night. But the sun gets closer with every moment. Let's take... Oh, no, I don't mean to say the sun is approaching us. Okay, wait, let me clear that up, because I can feel some panic there. No, this isn't like a Twilight Zone thing. The sun getting closer, meaning that the sunrise, which is actually the Earth moving, if you want to be technical. The sky will lighten up soon, is what I'm trying to say. Okay, let's go back to the telephones. Make things easier on ourselves. Good evening. Anybody there? Good evening.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
The atheist.
Hello?
You're the atheist.
Oh, you're the atheist again.
Yeah, I gotta say, I feel you're wrong about promoting how your religion is the only religion, and that I'm a saving worshiper.
Well, you can think I'm wrong, but it's what God thinks that matters. And you better hope that God doesn't think you're wrong. I don't want to make God out to be a bully or anything like that, but come on. God's got some power, and he can use it. And he has, and he will. Don't mess with God. Some words of advice here. Good evening.
Hi.
How you doing?
I just want to ask a question, or a few questions.
Okay, that's what we're here for.
I'm 13, and I have a son that's 16, and when she was around 14, she got into really bad drug addictions and everything, and I just talked to her about it a few days ago, and I was, like, helping her through getting over the drug addictions and everything. And so I was, like, I mean, she was in it for 2 years, like, so would that be, like, would she get, like, really high in points and stuff?
Well, no, she would get the points for the initial drug addiction, and then there's a certain number of points for each use of the drugs therein after. Now, there is a program where you don't get as many. For instance, if you use drugs and you're not addicted to them, that is seen actually as committing more of a sin. You get higher points for that. I think it might be 2 points per instance. However, if you are addicted, then that's I believe, a 7.5 initial addiction point system, and then a half a point for each use thereof. So when you're addicted, the sin is not weighed as greatly per use. However, there is that that overall sin that you must account for.
Yeah, and I also want to make a comment about how you said that for your Christian and all the other people that like are all different like religions.
Yes.
They should be the devil.
Yes, all of the religions are inspired by Satan himself.
How do you know that?
Oh, that's so written. I mean, that's something that all Christians have to believe in order to make it to the kingdom.
Yeah, but how do you know all other religions believe in the devil?
Well, it's a question of knowing that Christianity is the true path to enlightenment. And if you are not on the true path to enlightenment, you must be on a dirt road to some small town that doesn't even have a 7-Eleven. You know, and that's... nothing can be worse than that. So, you know, to say it's Satan, to say it's something else, it doesn't matter because it's not the path, it's not the light, and these people will not see us in the promised land.
Yeah, but everybody's, like, free to believe what they want to believe.
Well, certainly. And people are free to rack out the points, but we feel we have to tell people. We have to tell people the truth here and where they will be going and how we can save them.
And, like, no one person should be deciding whether what's right, what's wrong, what you should do, what you shouldn't do.
Well, I don't mean to sit here in judgment of people and say these people are wrong, these people are right, but I will say things as I know them. I will say that, you know, this is something that will get you here, this is something that will get you there, and if you wish to commit sin all your life and rack up the points, I'm not going to pass judgment on you, but there is somebody that will pass judgment on you, and I think we all know his name.
Wait, what is this book called of the points?
It's the Book of Sin.
Can you find it in, like, the nearest Cheap John's?
You cannot find it in bookstores because it's not something that's offered for sale. It's something that you can find in various religious retreats. There'll be plenty of them at the Bible camp when I go there. The thing is, though, they're very heavy because there's an awful lot of sin in there. And sometimes you have to go there to look at it. You know, in other words, it's not the kind of thing you find in somebody's house. It's the kind of thing that you have to go to and reference.
So, do they sell for, like, certain prices?
They don't sell. No, they don't sell at all because they're not offered for sale. There's something that... it's kind of like a telephone book.
Uh-huh.
You know? You can't buy a telephone book, but if you don't live in the area, you don't get the telephone book for the area you don't live in.
Uh-huh.
And so, it's sort of like that, except only religious entities, organizations, things like that, get this particular guide. And it's up to you to find where they're keeping them. It might be in a church library or something like that. Ask around. Ask for the Book of Sin.
All right.
All right?
I just want to say hi to, like, a few people.
Sure.
Okay.
We have no objections to that, and that's something that is friendly and sociable, and we approve.
Okay. I guess to Casey, Kelly, Tara, Tulsi, Pete, Yoni, Steven, Spencer, Tom, and then learn. Everybody else that's just, like, hanging out and listening to this Christian station.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Have a pleasant night.
Okay.
May God be with you and among yours and within and all that kind of thing. Our time is really up. And we will be back again. We won't be back next week. We won't be back next week. But we will be back in 2 weeks. I'll be at the camp. Remember, whatever it is they put on next week, if it is not of the faith, consider it a test. Consider it something that that you must endure. You'll survive. We all will. It is so written. Oh, is it ever written. God bless each and every one of us. Keep the faith. Spread the faith. Become stones. Close your eyes. And give Tammy Faye support when she needs it the most. Good night.
I agree completely. Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know. could be.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. This is Rob Hurst from Midnight Oil, and you are listening to WUSB Stony Brook, New York.